Two. The two Nusu boys hurriedly climbed out of the hatch in the centre of the main deck and sped for the ladder. The boy in front was slightly older, with wild hair and ruddy skin, while the other, jabbering and moaning as he urged his companion on, still had the round cheeks of a child. Palamon's long strides took him over to the boys in a heartbeat. The youngest saw him approaching and quailed with fear. Wide-eyed and terrified, he fell to the ground and raised an arm over his head. Ignoring him, Palamon drew his broad sword in one swift movement and pressed the point to the older boy's throat, halting his rush for the ladder. The two boys' faces were similar, and Palamon decided they were brothers. He might have seen them before. They might even know him well. He rarely paid attention to the savages. Swallowing, the older boy froze, suddenly as still as a corpse left out overnight. Showing the whites of his eyes, he ran his gaze from the shining steel to the gloved hand of the man holding the hilt, until he met Palamon's cold stare. Even Palamon was surprised at the rage that bubbled to the surface. The curiosity of the young had no place here. This ship was the only thing that remained as an example of his people's former glory. It was their last link to the world they'd left behind. With it, they had hope. Without it, they would all share the same graves as the Nusu savages they held in such contempt. Soon, first one boy, then another, made a cry of pain as Palamon threw them off the precious vessel, sending them tumbling to the frozen ground beside the galleon. He jumped down a moment later, landing easily on booted feet, sword still in hand. He then made the boys kneel side by side as he considered, resting on his sword, point pressed into the ice. Palamon judged their ages. The youngest was perhaps 10, and his older brother 2 years his senior. They were old enough to know right from wrong.
"Your people are forbidden to come near this ship," Palamon stated, his intonation low. "You know the rules, yet you broke them willingly. You know what we are. We are cold bloods. We have no warmth in our hearts. We are as strong as iron, as hard as ice."
He looked from child to child. Both knelt with heads tilted back, staring up at him. The younger boy's expression showed utter terror, but there was defiance in the older one's face.
"As king, I pronounce your punishment thusly. One of you must die. The other will watch in order to bear witness and warning to the rest. I now must decide which of you dies."
He pondered, shifting his gaze from face to face. The Nusu were kept in line by fear. Nothing was more powerful than fear, not greed, not lust, and not envy. He made his decision.
"I choose you for life,"
Palamon pointed his sword at the younger boy. His terror would be contagious. His story would prevent the necessity of doing this again.
"And you,"
he leveled his weapon at the defiant youth,
"I choose for death."
Palamon moved to stand beside the older boy and lifted his sword above his head.
"Watch,"
he instructed the boy he'd spared, who now had tears streaking down his cheeks.
"This ship is more important than your people know. But how could you know? You are our slaves. All you have to do is stay away."
Arms held high, he tensed as he prepared the blow that would end the boy's life, promising himself he would make it clean. But then a voice called out, making him lower the sword and frown. Palamon turned and saw a man in furs stumping toward him, walking with a strangely stooped gait. The newcomer's back was bent at a sharp angle just below his neck, and his arms were outsized, so thick and muscled that they should have belonged to a much larger man. He had deep-set eyes and thick black eyebrows.
"Sir,"
the hunchback called again as he approached. "Kaifas," Palamon said, ignoring the two boys as he once again rested on the point of his sword.
"What brings you here? The witch Zara requests your presence."
Palamon shook his head.
"I hope you don't call her witch to her face. She is a sorceress, and a powerful one. Why not come herself?" "She didn't say, but she was anxious that you come immediately."
"Bah," Palamon growled. Only Zara had the nerve to send for her king as if he were a common house slave. He glanced at the pair of Nusu.
"Sort out these boys. Kill this one," he pointed the older of the two, "and send the other one home."
King Palamon knew that Kaifos would carry out his orders. He would take no pleasure in it, for unlike some others in the City of the Dead, he didn't have a cruel...